This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a strong earthquake in Taiwan that triggered tsunami warnings.
Palestinian residents say the Israeli...
A strong earthquake in Taiwan rocked the entire island and created a tsunami on southern Japanese islands. A five-story building collapsed as a result of the earthquake. Train service was suspended across Taiwan, but things seemed to return to normal quickly in the capital city of Taipei, with children going to school and morning commutes appearing normal. The Japan Meteorological Agency said a tsunami wave of about 1 foot was detected on the coast of Yonaguni Island about 15 minutes after the quake struck. Taiwan's Earthquake Monitoring Agency gave the magnitude a 7.2, while the U.S. Geological Survey put it at a 7.4. It was about 21 miles deep. I'm Diane Pintuani.
AP correspondent Owen Hall reports on an Israeli airstrike that killed air aid workers.
President Joe Biden says Israeli airstrikes that killed seven aid workers were tragic and not a standalone incident. Biden said in a statement that Israel has not done enough to protect aid workers trying to deliver desperately needed help to civilians. The World Central Kitchen workers were British, Polish, a Palestinian, and a Canadian-American dual national. Israeli military chief Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi says the attack was a grave mistake.
The strike was not carried out with the intention of harming WCK aid workers.
Critics say the strike highlights Israel's indiscriminate bombing and a lack of regard for civilian casualties in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping have discussed Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues, and a call meant to demonstrate a return to regular leadership.